Okay, the court will take up the case State of Utah in the interest of Daniel Conrad. Let's have everybody who will be participating identify themselves. Start over here.
Mike Godfrey, Division of Family Services.
Julie Lund, Attorney General's Office.
Dave Conrad.
Mary Conrad.
Michael Jorgensen, Guardian Ad Litem.
Okay. We're here today for two things. I have a review in the Conrad case, as well as we have two charges of contempt against the Conrads. Ms. Lund, have you spoken to the Conrads about the contempt charge or not?
I have not, Your Honor.
Do you want to take a couple minutes if they're willing to talk to you about it or not?
Your Honor, actually, probably I would just be withdrawing that today, and I think I'll make that clear if I could just address the court on the review. I'm assuming that the court received Mr. Godfrey's report.
I did.
And
so you want to withdraw the contempt charges?
I do, Your Honor. And the reason I do is because I don't, as the court's well aware, the remedies for contempt would be jail time or some sort of a fine. And I don't see either of those things making any sort of a difference in this case. My hope was in filing that to catch their attention and make some progress on the service plan. And unfortunately, I'm here today to say that that really hasn't happened. And in speaking to Mr. Godfrey about this case several times, I really don't know what to represent to the court. I do not believe that any further court orders are going to make a difference with this family. Personally, and I've shared this with Mr. Godfrey, I have a lot of concern that the family doesn't have a medical doctor, and that I believe that that's something that would be in the best interest of the children for them to make arrangements to have a doctor. Mr. Godfrey's response is, well, I don't think that they will because they don't believe in traditional medicine, and that certainly, people are entitled to believe what they believe. So I'm here today to let you know that there has been no progress, basically, on the service plan other than the fact that the child has gained weight and does appear to be developmentally maybe not gaining any ground, but at least he continues to grow. And Mr. Godfrey observed him waving at his mother. You can see here in court today, he certainly is much healthier looking than he was when the case began. And I'm just not convinced that anything this court can order is going to make a difference to this family. And so I'm going to defer to the court's judgment. I know that you made findings about what was in Daniel's best interest, and I asked you to make those findings. I still believe those findings would be in his best interest. At the same time, I need to respect that the parents completely disagree and that the child does appear to be doing much better, and hopefully this situation would never arise again.
Mr. Jorgensen.
Bob Martin, Your Honor. I understand Ms. Lund's position correctly. We're just saying that we no longer care about the welfare of the child, but do that.
Is that your position?
That is not my position, Your Honor.
I'm troubled with your position, too, because if I've got an order out there that I made, and they're not complying, and I don't know if they are or aren't. You've listed three specific things that they were supposed to have done in your contempt charge. I don't know if they've done them or not. If they haven't done them, and if they're things I ordered, then they should be found in contempt. And just because someone says, no, we're not going to comply with the court's order, normally we don't just throw our hands up and say, well, whatever.
I know that, and I've never done that before, and I really don't intend to do that here today, throw my hands up in the air and say whatever.
So what do you want me to do?
I'm just troubled, Your Honor. I mean, I think we can continue the court orders and require them to continue. I mean, I really do believe the child should be assessed because I believe that there was some developmental delays that were caused by his failure to thrive condition and the lack of nutrition that he had. I do also believe that it would be in his best interest to have his levels, vitamin levels or mineral levels or whatever the test that Primary Children's recommended. I still believe that that would be helpful. The parents are refusing to allow anyone to draw his blood, and they believe that that would be very traumatic to him. Mr. Godfrey has addressed that with them on numerous occasions. They are just refusing to do that. In addition, the final thing was that this court ordered that he be assessed at Primary Children's. My understanding was that when they called up there, the Primary Children's said that they couldn't make an appointment until after the first of the year. I was unclear on whether they wouldn't schedule anything until after the first of the year, or it would be scheduled. But apparently no appointment has been made there either. As this court is aware, Mr. Conrad has objected all along to any sort of additional expense that he would incur as a basis of this case. So,
well, he chose to go to primary children's. He's the one who got us started there.
I know.
No one ordered him to take this child to primary children's. He chose that as his hospital of choice. And now you're saying he won't do what his own hospital said that, I mean, he chose the hospital. We did not order it. I didn't order it. DCFS didn't require it. He picked the hospital, and now he's saying he doesn't want to go with that hospital.
Well, to be, I think an accurate statement would be he was directed that that would be the place to get the appropriate care for Daniel. I don't think
he may have been directed that direction, but no one ordered him to do it.
That's
he did not
exactly
have
right.
to do it. He chose, or she, he and she chose to go to primary children's.
Okay. That's exactly
they
right.
also chose Dr. Armstrong, and they've done everything they possibly can to malign him and to make him to just destroy his person and his credentials in the community since they chose him. So they choose the hospital, they won't go back. They choose the doctor, they've now maligned him, said everything negative they could possibly say, torn him down as much as they possibly could, and aren't cooperating with him. And now we're not going to do an order to show cause because you want to withdraw it.
Yeah. Well, Your Honor, to be fair, I shouldn't say to be fair, but in their last response, when we raised the point that Dr. Armstrong has been directed by his risk management people not to see the Conrads any longer, they indicated that they were going to put up with him, that they were insisting that he remain on the case, and that they would put up with him for whatever that meant. So, but you're right. My concern is that I don't think sending these parents to jail or fining them is going to make a difference in the end result, and I don't
know. Well, the end result for me is what's best for the baby. That's what
that's
I made my findings on. I think that's the standard. It isn't do they want to do it, it's what's in the best interest of the child. And if we've got doctors at primary children that should be doing a follow-up visit, shouldn't we have the doctors at primary children? They know a whole lot more than anybody in this room knows about what's going on with medicine. Maybe we ought to rely on them, do the wrap-up test, which is I think all you ask, mm-hmm. and make sure the baby's fine and terminate the case.
Your Honor, I had hoped to do that today. I would love to do that. That is what I would ask the court to order them to do. My concern is that, okay. Well, I'll let them address it.
Mr. Jorgensen, do you want to respond now or not?
No, I have nothing further to add to it. The best interest of the child required that we follow through with this.
Okay. Mrs. Conrad, we'll go to you first. Do you feel like that you have complied with the court's order that I issued the last time I was here?
Your Honor, my husband is acting as the attorney for our
He's not an attorney. You are an individual. Under Utah law, you are a person, and I'm talking to you first because I want to know what you're the mother of Daniel. I don't want to hear what your attorney says. I want to know what you, as Daniel's mom, think. I ordered that. I said certain things were in the best interest of the child based on everything that was presented to me. I want to know if you believe that you personally have done what you were ordered to do.
Your Honor, I believe that we can show cause, and I'd like to have my husband read a statement.
But I don't want to hear your husband's statement yet. I want to talk to the kid's mom. There's a difference between fathers and mothers. I've got 8 kids of my own. And on matters like this, I defer to my wife. And I'm going to you first for a reason. I want what's best for Daniel, who you've got in your lap there, okay?
Yes.
If you remember the picture right, somebody in some church turned you in because they thought the baby was dying. That's how we got here. And that you two chose to go to Primary Children's Hospital and have the baby taken care of. That you chose Dr. Armstrong as the doctor. Your husband's written things that are worse than slanderous about Dr. Armstrong. Now, he's done everything to destroy Dr. Armstrong's reputation in this community. I want to know, though, what's in the best interest of Daniel, which is, I said we should have some follow-up tests. I ordered those based on what everybody was saying. Have you done those? Have you done the tests? Had them done? But you're the baby's mother. Let me tell you, I regularly deal with mothers in here. And I want to know what the mother says, because he's a man. It's fine. He's got some chiropractic thing. He's not a practicing physician. I don't believe he's a licensed doctor in the state of Utah. I don't know that. But I don't care either. I want to talk to Daniel's mother right now. That's you. So please don't try to defer to your husband. You tell me. If there's a test that Primary Children's can give to your baby that's going to confirm that all these things they thought might be aren't, how can that not be in his best interest for you to go give that test? And it may require a blood draw, which, yes, will be painful and will cause a little bit of pain. I watched for 2 months as our premature daughter got poked and poked and poked at the University of Utah. She's 30 years old now, and she's had 3 kids of her own. They got her through. She got poked more than I would ever want to be poked in my life, with blood draw after this, after that. It was for her best interest, though. Now, if there's a test that we can have and that I've ordered to have happen that's going to require blood draw, why shouldn't you go help your baby? Why not? That's what's best for him. That's the standard. It's not what you want to do or what your husband wants to do. It's what is the best thing we can possibly do to make sure this baby's completely healthy. And so why shouldn't you go just do one blood test? Ma'am, what?
Your Honor, based on how the baby is growing and responding and looking, I didn't think blood tests were necessary.
But we can't always see. Things are going on inside. I may have cancer right now. I don't know. I mean, my family all dies from cancer. It may be growing inside of me right now. But there are blood tests they could go take that I could go have today. And they tell me whether or not this cancer started to grow. Because I fully expect at some point I'm going to die from cancer. Now, so I get tested. I have blood drawn. Because you can't look at me and see. I cannot see inside. I don't know what's going on. That's why we draw blood. That's the whole point. Yeah, he looks healthy. Well, he looks healthy. He looks fine right now. But I can't see inside. I don't know what's going on inside your child. I don't know internally what's happening. So we want to do, and I think it's in his best interest, that's why I ordered it, that he have a blood test. Why would you not, as his mother, want to make absolutely sure he's okay? Why?
I do wish to make sure that he's okay.
Good, then why don't we get the blood test? You've taken him down to Dr. Armstrong's place. He's had a chance to look at him. So visually, I think that's been happening, hasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so visually, he's had a chance to see him. Yeah, I mean, he obviously externally looks fine. But now we've got to do something internally, don't we?
Okay, Dr. Armstrong had not indicated that he needed further blood drawn, but he wouldn't tell that to PCFS because...
Because what? That's interesting.
Well, I'm supposing that IHC has asked him to back off.
Because of what your husband's written about him and the maligning of him. So we probably ought to get a different doctor. One that, and hopefully your husband won't go after him. Okay? Although I don't know that. Does that seem like what's in the best interest of the baby? To malign and destroy a doctor's reputation just because you don't want to have your child have E blood draw, which could confirm that nothing's wrong internally. Because what we're looking for is a blood draw that's going to show nothing wrong. Isn't that what we're looking for? You don't want something bad to be there, and I don't either. We want to know. We can't see.
May I speak now, Your Honor?
No. Ma'am, you haven't answered the questions. Why can't we just do the one blood draw?
I think the blood draw that DCFS was asking for was a very big one. It would require a great deal of blood.
It may be one of those that require more blood, but frankly, we all give an eighth of our blood if we go give blood and we donate, and people seem to live after that. I've given blood. I don't know if you have. You give the blood, you feel a little lightheaded, you don't do anything for strenuous for an hour or two, and you're done. Okay.
May I speak now, Your Honor?
Just a moment. Have you scheduled an appointment with the genetics team at Primary Children's, ma'am?
No.
Why not?
I think my husband can answer that better than I can.
Okay. The problem is, let's say I find it you two in contempt. I don't just throw him in jail. I have to throw both of you in jail because it's a couple.
After you hear what he has to say.
I've read everything he's written, his latest set of writings. I've read everything that's there, as I've done every time he submitted stuff to the court. Okay? So, if he's just going to repeat that, I don't want to hear that again. I'm aware of that. Okay?
Okay.
You haven't written anything, and so I'd love to talk to you. Frankly, I'm disappointed. Really disappointed. Because this is so easy. A blood draw. A check with the genetics team up at Primary Children's. His theory, and he may well be right that this was simply carbon monoxide poisoning, may well be completely right. These tests would show nothing wrong with your child. The case would be over. That's it. Mr. Conrad, why shouldn't your son simply have this blood draw that Primary Children's wants to do?
Actually, Your Honor.
Or whoever. I mean, the doctors wanted
The service agreement didn't say anything about a blood draw. That was something that Mike came up with later when Dr. Armstrong wasn't cooperating and he wanted to change doctors.
But, why did Dr. Armstrong quit cooperating?
Dr. Armstrong has been caught up in a conflict of interest. He's been caught between the pressure of continuing to be involved in a carbon monoxide cover-up, faced with the undeniable reality of how phenomenally well Daniel has been doing with the simple treatment of not breathing carbon monoxide poisoning, and the shifting statements that he has constantly made to accommodate the pressures of that. Your Honor, there are three charges that were brought forward today by DCFS.
Yes, sir, you're right.
And we were asked to show good cause as to why we have not done those. And I can show good cause why we've not done those. The words that I want to speak before the court today.
Time out. Mrs. Conrad, isn't there someone who could take your baby for just 5 minutes while we do this?
Where's Whitney?
I mean, isn't there somebody here? You got your whole crowd. Somebody could surely take the baby. Go ahead and take him out, ma'am.
Give him to Whitney.
Go ahead and take him out.
Whitney.
I don't normally allow little babies in here anyway, and that's why. So, now, Mr. Conrad, I can focus on what you're
saying. Yes, Your Honor. We are prepared to show cause why we have not done.
Go through each one. Tell me why.
And I have the words that I want to say before the court today, I have written down.
Okay.
These are nothing that you've seen yet.
If you want me to read them, I'll read them.
No, I've written them down. It's short. It's just one page.
Okay.
I would like to read it before the court, and
please,
then I will file it with the court.
Okay.
It's called Statement to the Court, dated 10-21-08, regarding the order to show cause. At our last hearing on 7-15-08, I was cut off numerous times and not allowed to speak or read certain facts before the court and make points that I wanted to make that defended our position. This time, since we are being asked to show good cause as to why we should not be found in contempt of court, I respectfully ask, in the interests of fairness and equity, that we be allowed to speak our minds freely and present the facts that we have to present, and that those facts be carefully weighed and considered before a decision is made today. I request that I be allowed to read this short statement in its entirety without interruption, and then I will answer any questions that may have arisen. It will take but a short amount of time. It's just one page long. The first issue I would like to address, all three of these issues appear in the service agreement that Mike has brought forth as things we've not done. The first issue I would like to address is follow-up with the endocrinologist to rule out hyperparathyroidism. This was addressed in my 3-28-08 letter to Judge Lyman. The test, which was a blood test, to rule out hyperparathyroidism was done in March. The test showed that Daniel's parathyroid hormone levels were normal, proving him not to have hyperparathyroidism. A copy of the results of that test is attached to the back of that letter dated 3-28-08 in the court file, and DCFS was also given a copy. The second issue I would like to address is returning to the $588 per visit geneticist to follow up with him regarding his misdiagnosis of Kabuki syndrome while having failed to diagnose carbon monoxide poisoning as the reason for Daniel's initial failure to thrive. At our hearing on 7-15-08, Judge Lyman admitted that Daniel having Kabuki syndrome would be a, quote, real long shot, close quote. To really put things in perspective, however, the term long shot is even a gargantuan understatement. With a purported 150 cases in the entire world population of 6 billion people, at statistical odds of 150 to 6 billion, statistically, Daniel's chances of having Kabuki syndrome are equivalent to being struck by lightning 3 times in a row during the same lightning storm. Additionally, the fact that Daniel's growth and development has been like a rocket on the chart, and the fact that he has been thriving phenomenally ever since he quit breathing carbon monoxide proves that he does not have Kabuki syndrome. And remember, Kabuki syndrome is such a rare and nefarious disorder, there is no test that can confirm it anyway, as admitted in the geneticist's own report. The third issue I would like to address is tied to the obvious and proven misdiagnosis of Kabuki syndrome, the state-run, taxpayer-funded early intervention program. If you visit their website, you will see that this is a program that operates on our tax dollars that is specifically set aside for mentally and physically handicapped infants, babies with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, MS, etc., not for healthy, thriving babies, as Daniel obviously is. And finally, we have found an intelligent, honest medical doctor who is not affiliated with IHC and who does not have a conflict of interest with respect to a reluctance to admit the factor of carbon monoxide poisoning in this case, who has given Daniel an unequivocal clean bill of health. At our last hearing, Judge Lyman stated that as long as a medical doctor were to give Daniel a clean bill of health, there would be no reason for the state and the court to want to continue to be involved in our lives. This doctor has done an independent evaluation of Daniel and has found him to be perfectly healthy and normal, and has stated that further medical testing is not warranted. Additionally, this doctor, in his role as San Pete County Commissioner over health and safety in the county, and a member of the 6-County Board of Health, has promised to look into this public safety matter of manufactured homes having been passed off as safe that have dangerous furnace exhaust configurations. I will now read a few excerpts from the doctor's report. The child is active, alert, curious, and is starting to, please, I will give these to everyone in a moment. The child is active, alert, curious, and is starting to crawl around the room and is very active in all respects. He appears to be normal. The child is thriving and normal in all respects. The parents have sealed off the outside air intake and have cracked the windows of the home. They are concerned that other people might be suffering from the same problem in manufactured homes. I have promised that I would review this problem with the San Pete County Building Inspector and with the 6-County Board of Health.
The child is playful and alert. The child is on the floor and crawling around the room. The child is curious and bright-eyed without any signs of any kind of syndrome at all. It is my assessment that this child no longer fits in any category of failure to thrive and is definitely not a Kabuki syndrome type child. The child's development is normal. The child is thriving and no further testing is warranted. Signed by Dwight H. Inouye, MD, family practice physician. The only thing that Dr. Inouye recommended is that we bring Daniel back in to see him in 6 months for a routine healthy baby exam, and we scheduled that appointment with his front desk receptionist, and I will give a copy to you, and I want a copy filed with the court clerk, and may I stand up and do that, or does someone else need to take that?
Hand it to the deputy here.
Okay, give this to the judge, please. Give this to Ms. Lund, please. And give this to Laurie to file with the court, and then she can make a copy and give one to Michael Jorgensen.
This is the moment file. Give that to Mr. Jorgensen. Mark those as exhibits 1 and 2. You said there was a test attached to something. What was that attached to?
Well, that was given to you in March, Your Honor. That's attached to the back of the letter to you dated 32808 in your file. That was given to you way back in March. That tested Daniel's parathyroid hormones and found them to be normal, which ruled out
hyperparathyroid. Let me see if I can find it. When did he see the child?
No, look at the very top and you'll see the actual date of this report. That was
we last saw this child on February 11, 2008.
That was before this visit. Read the very top and you'll see the date, September 19th. Look above that. It says September 19th. You want me to walk up there?
September 19th.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
last saw this child on February 11th.
He's talking about the past history. Past history.
Godfrey, what would it take for them to do the early intervention program assessment? What do they have to do that?
Your Honor, I would need to make a contact to get updated information. I don't have that available today.
Do they just have to go see somebody and talk to them? It sounds like it's a typical...
That's basically it. There's some guidelines that evaluate the child. It's not a major process.
I believe that's generally what's called the agency stage. It's a 20-minute evaluation regarding the child's development against his age. It's usually done at the health department by a public health nurse.
Okay.
Your Honor, may I make a statement about that?
Go ahead.
We've got a doctor here that's saying that the child is perfectly healthy and normal, and he doesn't need anything like that. And the early intervention program is a state-funded program for children that have physical and mental handicaps, and it's a state program. We've had the state involved enough in our lives for the last 8 months, trying to compel us to do all kinds of things that we've not felt were in Daniel's best interest.
Well, I'm not convinced that you acted 100% in Daniel's best interest, or we wouldn't be here today.
Your Honor, are you convinced that he was harmed by an erroneous state inspection that caused a carbon monoxide problem in our home? Are you convinced of that?
Because this is a dependency action, I never had to find what the cause was. Do you recall that? You agreed that the state could enter into this thing. You folks came to court, and we agreed.
We were compelled, Your Honor.
You were standing here in court. You may call it compelled. Well, I was ready to do a trial. You folks agreed with Ms. Lund. We're here because you agreed to let the state intervene. And that's what the state did.
Your Honor.
Now, I've never had to find what the source of it was. I have told you in the past that that appears to be just as likely as anything else. You could well be. I don't know. I know you've got this idea that you're going to be able to sue for some money to get
Your
something.
Your Honor, you have asked these people many times.
Sir, you just interrupted me, and it's real interesting that you continually say I interrupt you, but you regularly interrupt me. Why do you think I need to talk to your wife first so we can at least have a discussion? Quit interrupting me. Now, everybody here thinks how horrible the judge is. I'm not used to having a dialogue where someone interrupts me and keeps repeating the same things. We have discussed how we got here. You know that I don't know because I never had to make a decision whether this carbon monoxide thing was there or not. You know that I'm convinced that you really want me to make or somebody to make some judgment so you can sue on the carbon monoxide thing. I told you to go after it. Go right ahead and follow up on it. Go contact the firm up in Salt Lake that you mentioned that's going to sue the world because of all this stuff and make your millions. It's fine with me. All I care about is Daniel. And what I want to talk about is Daniel. Now, we're going to talk about Daniel again. All right. As far as the endocrine test, if Dr. Inouye is saying he doesn't think it ought to happen, that's good enough for me. Because we said the same thing with Dr. Armstrong. Before you ruined his reputation, he was willing potentially to say that. Now he won't say anything because he's so afraid of you. You were a bit of a bully with him. Now, the problem is...
May I say something?
No, because I'm not done talking about the 3 points. I let you talk about the 3 points. Now I'm going to talk about it. All right. So with regard to the first one, it appears to me that you have met that requirement because I said I wanted a doctor to say, I wanted either it done or a doctor to say it hasn't, there's no reason to do it. And it appears you got that with Dr. Inouye's paper.
Plus
so
was,
we're fine on that. Second done. Thing is, the Kibokey syndrome. I told you my view of that request last time, okay? When I called it a long shot, you're calling it lightning 3 times striking in the same storm. I'm not worried about the Kibokey syndrome thing. And I'm going to simply drop that. If that's the only one the state had today, I'd drop that because it is, in fact, a real long shot. I'd like to see the test done just to see, make sure, because we don't know. But on the other hand, it is a real long shot. Now, the third one. The third one is this early intervention program assessment. You got Dr. Inouye's statement, which I don't know if he covers the same things as the state exam does. I'm of the impression that it's less than an hour-long exam, okay? That's why I asked Mr. Godfrey what it was. And Mr. Jorgensen believes it's a 20-minute assessment. It's where you go in, you bring the baby, and you even send your wife in, go in, she takes the baby in, they'll examine the baby, do some little tests, find out what the age is, and see if he's doing within a range of age-appropriate behaviors. It's not invasive, won't harm him, it will simply, but it meets the requirement of what we ask you to do. And it's something that will be in his best interest. Now, you'd like me to say that Dr. Inouye's letter covers that. I'm not willing to do that. Okay? But it's a simple test. And it's a simple assessment. Now, if they come back and say something's wrong, then this case needs to continue. If it doesn't, frankly, this case doesn't need to continue. All right? So, here's what I would like to see happen in this case.
May I say something first before you decide
well,
what you'd like to see happen?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Your Honor, early intervention was recommended by the Kabuki syndrome doctor. The reason that it was recommended is because he misdiagnosed Daniel with Kabuki syndrome. And Kabuki syndrome is a disorder where you have a whole host of health problems, including failure to thrive, and that's what was being blamed at the time for his failure to thrive. It also is a disorder where you have mental and physical handicaps. That was who recommended early intervention, was the Kabuki syndrome doctor. And the state program of early intervention is for children that have mental and physical handicaps. And it is a taxpayer-funded program. And if you get involved with that, you can be involved with it for 2 or 3 years. And it is for children that have physical and mental handicaps. Now, you saying that, what is the harm in me ordering you to go and have them do an evaluation? And if they say he doesn't need it, well, fine, he doesn't need it. But if they say he needs it, well, then you've got to do it. That's the equivalent.
Deputy, the gentleman in the check shirt keeps waving at me. I want him to leave. He's been shaking his head, waving his arms. I'm not going to put up with it any longer. And he's right in line with Mr. Conrad, and it's very annoying. Okay, so, and I want to hear Mr. Conrad out.
Okay, that is the equivalent, you know, saying, I'm just going to order that you go and have the state evaluate your child for their early intervention program. And if they say he doesn't need it, then fine, he doesn't need it. But on the other hand, if they say he needs it, then you've got to do it. That's the equivalent, Your Honor, of saying, I'm ordering you, you work for the state. DCFS works for the state. Michael Jorgensen works for the state. The early intervention program is a state program. That's like saying, I'm ordering you to go to the state car lot. And if they say you don't need a car, you don't have to buy the car, but if they say you need the car, you've got to buy the car, and then, of course, DCFS is going to have to stay involved with your life as long as you're driving that car. Dr. Inouye is a doctor. Those people are not doctors. Dr. Inouye has assessed this child as being perfectly healthy, happy, and normal, and no further testing is warranted.
Right.
And before, Your Honor, last time we were here, you said, he looks perfectly healthy to me, and Mike Godfrey has said the whole time that we've known him, he looks perfectly healthy to me. You said he looks perfectly normal to me, but I'm not a doctor. Now you've got a doctor, Dr. Inouye, county commissioner, telling you this kid is perfectly healthy and happy and normal, and no further testing is warranted. So rather than do something that's just going to make DCFS's and the court's former position look good, that we really do need something, why don't we listen to the doctor now, when last time it was said, all we want to see is a clean bill of health from a medical doctor, and we have no reason to be involved in your life. That's what you said, Your Honor.
Okay. I've never heard it described quite the way you described it. It's the car lot. That's an interesting one. But the bottom line is this. You were told to do certain things. You didn't. All right. They don't want to proceed under contempt, so I'm not going to find you in contempt. I could have, potentially, but the state says, no, let's not. Because they don't want to be heavy-handed in your life. Although you think this whole thing is heavy-handed, I'm sure. What I'm saying is, and I didn't say that you had to go do it. What I said was, go have the assessment, and we'll see what we do from there.
The order had it written in, Your Honor.
Okay, and what I'm saying today, though, is, go do this assessment. Have those people at the early intervention specialist take a look, get the assessment. If they say nothing needs to be done, as far as I'm concerned, we can be done with this case. If they say something needs to be done, I'll listen to you again as to whether or not we ought to go forward on it.
May I say something?
Yes, please.
Your Honor, again, they're not even doctors. We've got a doctor here. Dr. Inouye has said, this baby is perfectly happy, healthy, and normal. So why? Now, you're a non-doctor saying, yeah, but I'm not a doctor, but I think this ought to be done. This medical testing ought to be done. And before you said, you know, he looks perfectly normal to me, but I'm not a doctor. Now you've got a doctor saying he's perfectly healthy and normal, and you're saying, well, Dr. Inouye said that, but I think I know better about doctor things than Dr. Inouye, and I think he still ought to have this test done.
Well, okay, it isn't a test. It's an assessment.
It's an assessment is a test, which is semantics, Your Honor.
It's where you don't. He doesn't have to give any blood. He doesn't have to do anything like that.
It's an evaluation.
He shows up. They'll take a look. They'll do a few little symbol things that they're trained to do.
I don't trust them, Your Honor.
Okay.
I've got good reason not to trust them. I haven't trusted DCFS. I trust Mike Godfrey. You know what? I think he's a good guy. But he's got other people pulling his strings. And if it were all up to Mike Godfrey, we'd have been done 2 or 3 months ago, and he's told me that. He's got other people pulling his strings. I don't trust the state, Your Honor. You can't blame me. Mary and I know what is in the best interest of this child, far, and we love this child, and we care about this child far more than anyone in the state does. In fact, just the fact that the state even proposed the idea of a perfectly happy, healthy baby being torn from his nursing mother and thrown in jail for 30 days just because we didn't do what they said we ought to do when we don't feel it's in our best interest proves that we love the baby more than they do. Your Honor, I don't trust the state. Dr. Inouye has said that this baby is perfectly happy and healthy and normal, and no further tests are warranted. In fact, he was so happy with how Daniel's doing, he said, come in and see me again in 6 months. Schedule a healthy baby exam in 6 months. 6 months! That's how concerned he is about the well-being of Daniel. He's so happy and healthy.
Ms. Lund, do you want to say anything more or not?
Your Honor, I am thrilled to know that they do have a medical doctor, and I briefly read through this letter. I guess what I'm wondering about is, did he measure the head circumference? Did he measure the length? I mean, I know we've got this growth chart thing, but my concern is that there are developmental delays that were precipitated by his illness or whatever, the carbon monoxide, his failure to thrive, that perhaps he could catch up to other kids his age. He's 14 months now. He's not walking. I think that's, you know, and it's probably within the range, but I think 15 months is like the high end of the walking range. Things like that. Is, you know, are his eyes tracking? Is he doing the pincer graphs? I think that's what Mr. Jorgensen's referring to, is the ages and stages. And I think it would be helpful to know so that even if we come back and decide that the parents have a plan to address whatever deficits there are, if there are any, I just think it's in Daniel's best interest to help him now to catch up to where he should be, given that he lost some time because of the failure to thrive.
Your Honor, may I say something, please?
No, we go in a rotation.
Okay.
Mr. Jorgensen.
I have nothing further, Your Honor. We've had several doctors, several hospitals involved. We seem to have a doctor that the father believes he can trust at this point in time. But I would still like to see the ages and stages for the best interest of the child. Identify if there are any development delays like this one described can be addressed effectively at this time in his life.
Okay.
Can I say something?
I want to talk to you, and last of all, I want to talk to your wife. So you go first, and okay. Then I want to talk to your wife.
Yes, Your Honor, here again we have some non-doctors who's saying what this doctor's saying isn't good enough. Before it was said, you know...
What they said was they do this series of tests that he may not have done. That's what she said,
Your Honor,
and he said.
He mentions growth charts in his report, if she would read it. He is a doctor, and Ms. Lund is not a doctor, and Michael Jorgensen is not a doctor. And here they're saying that they would prefer to see some things that he says is not necessary. Well, he's the doctor, Your Honor.
Okay, let's go to your wife. All right, I know you don't want to be here. I know you don't want to talk to me. All right. What do you think I ought to do?
Honestly, I think you ought to close the case.
Okay. We can close this case two ways. Number one, I close it after we go ahead and I order you to do this thing, and we see whether or not you do it, et cetera, this ages and stages thing or whatever. Or what I could do is I could close it today if you tell me that you would go voluntarily and take him to the early intervention program and simply have him assessed. No obligation to follow up, but simply take him to that thing, have him assessed, period.
Yes.
And then be done. And then you don't have to come back here. You just voluntarily do it, because we normally, or not normally, but quite often when we're ending a PSS case, we rely on the parties to show that they're serious and they'll go do something like this. Ma'am, will you take your son voluntarily to go have him assessed through the early intervention program within the next, say, month? Will you do that? Okay. In this case, I think, so don't see that there's any danger to the child. I think at this point, we've done everything we can. His mother said she'd take him to the one last test that I do want to have done. Of course, if he shows up with a deficit of some kind, I would hope you two would do something. In this case, though, I think the best interests of the child are being met, and consequently, I'm going to dismiss the Protective Supervision Services case as of today. Thank you for being here. Thanks, ma'am. I appreciate it.